It is November 7th. This is Sean McCord at the 2015 Virginia Film Festival, and I am just taking a peek to introduce my next guest, Bill Plinton, the king of indie animation and one of our very special guests at the film festival this year. Bill, thank you for coming by.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. I haven't heard much about the festival, and then Leonard Maltin invited me to come here, and I thought, wow, this might be a fun place to go, and especially with Leonard here, and I've really been having a good time here. People have been so nice and very very giving and generous, so
it's fun. It's a little overcast and rainy today, but were you here yesterday? Did you get to see our nice weather?
I did, yes. It was very balmy.
Good. So you've got two big events coming up in the next couple of days. Your film, Cheatin', tonight at 7:30 at Newcomb Hall Theater.
Yep.
Let's talk about that, and let's talk a little bit about you, because you are famous in animation circles, but maybe outside of it, people might not recognize your name,
exactly.
But they almost certainly recognize your style, because you've been around for so long.
Right.
So, give us a little bit of your background, and then tell us about Cheatin'.
Yeah, I'm from Oregon originally, and
you're used to the overcast.
Yeah, so it rains there a lot. So I spent a lot of time drawing indoors, amusing myself. And at a very early age, I decided to be an animator. I wanted to be an animator. However, when I graduated from college, I went to Portland State. Animation was basically dead. So I moved to New York and became an illustrator.
And when was that? When did you move to New York?
This was 70. And did political cartoons, caricatures, gag cartoons, anything, illustration, anything to make a living. And then around 1985, I've said, I've waited too long. I'm just going to make my own film and screw it. And the film was called Your Face, and it was a smashing success. It was very rare what happened to me, this big success. I was nominated for an Oscar. I went to Cannes. I was sold to MTV. I was making lots of money on a short film, and that was really mind-blowing to me. So I gave up all of my print work and went right into animation.
And you've been doing that to acclaim ever since?
Yeah, since 85 I've been doing animation. And then in 1992 I did my first animated feature film. And I didn't know at the time that you weren't supposed to make an independent animated feature film. Nobody had done that before. But I just thought it would be a nice experiment to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
And the film was a modest success. I didn't get rich on it.
What was the name of that film?
The Tune.
Right.
And it proved to me that a single person could make an animated feature film. And I've been doing that ever since. Cheatin', I think, is my 10th feature film. And it's been very successful. We played like 50 or 60 cinemas in America. We were a big hit in France. It's now appearing on Netflix and iTunes, and we're doing very well online. So it's a brave film because it's not a kiddie film. It's not Pixar or DreamWorks. It's handmade. It's very low budget, about $200,000. I did every drawing myself, and I'm telling people, if you want to come see it tonight, I will give everybody who comes a free sketch.
That is awesome.
I will do a drawing for everybody who comes to see the film.
I mean, I need to reiterate how important that is, because, like I said, people might not immediately recognize your name, but your style is so recognizable.
Well, thank you.
And the film Cheatin' screened at 7:30 tonight at Newcomb Hall, and people can come see the film, and then there's going to be a discussion with you and Leonard Maltin, esteemed film critic and film historian.
Yeah.
I actually saw a retrospective of yours, which is funny, when I stop and think about it, because this was almost 30 years ago at the Motion Picture Academy in L.A.
Retrospective?
Well, I shouldn't call it retrospective because you're just getting started on your career.
Yeah.
But they showed a bunch of your shorts.
A few of my shorts.
Yeah. And I went with some animation friends of mine.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. So they're all going to be jealous when I told them that I met you. And then you're doing a master class tomorrow.
Yes.
At UVA in the Kaplan Theater on the set of what's going to be our town.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
So there may be, you know, ladders.
Scenery.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like to talk about my career and specifically talk about how it's possible for anyone to make a living doing animation. You don't have to go to Hollywood to make films. You could live in Greenland and still make animation that makes money. If you follow my rules, I have three rules. It's called Plimpton's Dogma. And I'm not going to tell you now what those rules are.
You have to come to the master class.
You have to come to the master class. Plus, I will show some of my brand new films. I did a new film with Patton Oswalt. Did the voice.
Comedian Patton Oswalt, comedian writer.
He's wonderful.
Yes.
And some of my new projects and some clips from my new feature film that hopefully will be finished next year.
So your next feature film?
My next feature called Revengeance.
Okay. Well, I hope that we treat you so well that you can't wait to come back here.
Yes.
So, nice. I mean, you have, I'm just reading off some of your credits here. You've won the Palme d'Or, grand prize for short films in Cannes. You've worked with Kanye West and Madonna and Weird Al Yankovic. You received the Winsor McKay Lifetime Achievement Award, which is
two Oscar nominations.
Two Oscar nominations.
Don't forget that.
Is there anybody? I will not forget that. Yeah, I'm sure yourselves at home must be. I mean, is there anyone out there who's doing?
Yeah, there are some other people that are doing well. Don Hertzfeld is.
Sure.
Is independent and he's quite successful. In fact, he's more of a rock star than I am. He gets huge crowds for his shows, and rightfully so. His stuff is very funny and very unique. And there are other people who are doing the independent route and having some success. So this is what I like to talk about, that you don't have to go to Hollywood to work in a big studio to make a few drawings for a Pixar film. You can do it at home on your computer and sell it online.
How easily did you make the transition from drawing by hand to working on the computer? Do you work on the computer?
Well, I don't work on a computer.
You don't? Okay.
I do not. All the drawings are still hand-drawn. In fact, I brought a bunch of the drawings to show people.
Oh, nice.
So if they want to get in line and get their free sketch, I will show them the original drawings. But what I do is give them off to my producer, Wendy Zhao, and she makes sure that they're colored on computer. They color them on computer. And then they're edited on computer with Final Cut Pro. And then the sound is done computer too. But all the original stuff, the storyboards, the sketches, the backgrounds, the character design, they're all hand-drawn by me.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like it, because it's fast, it's cheap, it's fun, which is very important.
Are you still doing print work?
Very occasionally. I'll do a poster now and then. But no, not so much. I don't have time, quite frankly. I can reveal that I am doing another couch gag for The Simpsons.
Nice.
And that'll be out probably in January sometime. So I just got that commission for that. And I enjoy doing that. More people see my couch gags for The Simpsons than have seen all my films ever. So it's great to do the Simpsons stuff.
So where do people go? Your website.
They go at plimptoons.com. They can see a lot of my stuff. They can also buy stuff. We sell DVDs. We sell books. We sell posters, shirts, original drawings, which has become a very big market for me now, selling original drawings. And, you can leave a message and tell me what you're thinking.
Nice. Nice. Well, so you got here yesterday. What if you had a chance to see here at the Virginia
Film Festival? Well, I saw this film last night that blew me away, The Wave.
Oh, yeah?
It's a Norwegian film.
Right.
And that is probably the most powerful film I've ever seen this year. And I've seen a lot of movies.
Sure.
And I hope it gets nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Film, because it just is. It's like an American film. It's full of action and drama and craziness. But it's a Norwegian film, and it's just phenomenal.
Well, that's great. We so appreciate you coming to the festival.
Yes.
We appreciate you bringing your film. Looking forward to the master class tomorrow. And really, everybody, if you get a chance, come on by, see the film, meet Bill Plimpton. It's something that you'll be able to make your friends jealous if you get one of his original drawings.
And you get a free Bill Plimpton sketch.
Exactly. Thank you so much for coming by.